The Vamana Avatar starts with Bali, the Asura king. Bali was the grandson of Prahlad and the son of Virochana. After the churning of the ocean, the gods became immortal and powerful. Indra's army defeated the army of the Asuras and the Daityas. Daityaraj Bali lost all his opulence and died in the fight. But Shukracharya brought him back to life. Bali became the disciple of Shukracharya and began to serve him with great faith. Daityaraj Bali asked Rishi Shukracharya to show him a way to gain back all the powers of the Asuras. Hearing Bali's words, Acharya instructed him to perform a Maha Abhishek Vishwajit Yagya to get back all his powers. Bali agreed to the Yagya under the supervision of Shukracharya. After the Yagya, Bali received a golden chariot pulled by four horses that ran at the speed of the wind, like those of Indra's, and a flag marked with the lion. He also got a quiver with numerous arrows, a celestial armor. Bali's grandfather Prahlad Maharaj offered a garland of flowers that would never fade. Along with these things, Shukracharya gave him a conch shell whose battle cry was thunderous. Then Bali went to the battle against Indra. This time, Daityaraj Bali won the battle. He captured the heavenly city of Amravati and the demigods fled from the battlefield. Maharishi Kashyapa's wife, Aditi, who was Indra's mother, saw her son in trouble and asked her husband to pray to Lord Vishnu. Rishi Kashyapa suggested to his wife to perform the Payuvrata worship. Pleased by her worship, Lord Vishnu appeared in front of her. Knowing that Aditi had worshipped him so that her sons, the demigods, could regain their position and opulence, he agreed to help the demigods. He told her that he would be taking birth as her son. And so it happened that Aditi gave birth to a boy. Lord Vishnu assumed the form of Vamana, a Brahmana dwarf. Bali once again asked for Shukracharya's guidance to maintain his victorious position. Shukracharya told him to continue performing yagyas to live a fearless and powerful life, and also gave alms to the poor and the Brahmins. Vamana posed as a Brahmin and went to the spot where Shukracharya and Daityaraj Bali were performing a yagya. Bali welcomed the Brahmin boy with great respect. Bali honored him by offering a seat, washing his feet, offering some fruits and grains as offering, and asking what would the Brahmin boy want as dakshina. The Brahmin asked for just the land that is 3 steps covered. All the people who were present there were surprised to hear the request of the Brahmin boy, as out of all the wealth and luxuries, he asked for land covered by 3 tiny feet. The Asuras laughed at the boy's request, yet Daityaraj Bali agreed to grant him whatever he wanted. Suddenly, to everyone's surprise, the young Brahmin boy started growing in size. Soon he was larger than the planet Earth itself. He took a large step and put it on Earth to claim it and said that the Earth was now his. Then he took the second step and put it on Amravati, which was under Bali's control, and said that now Amravati was his. Amravati was also now under the Brahmin boy's possession. His foot went beyond Maharlok, Janalok and even Satyalok. He covered up the whole universe in the second step. Seeing that the Brahmin dwarf was not an ordinary being, but Lord Vishnu, who was working in favor of the demigods, the enraged Asuras grabbed various weapons to kill Vamana against the will of King Bali. When the associates of Lord Vishnu saw the demoniac soldiers trying to kill Lord Vishnu, they at once appeared on the site and began killing thousands of the demons. When King Bali saw his own soldiers being killed, he stopped his soldiers from fighting. Then Vamana asked King Bali, as he had already covered the entire universe in two steps, where should he keep his third step? Vamana accused Bali for not fulfilling his promise. Even though Lord Vishnu had mischievously took away all his possessions, Bali was determined to fulfill his promise. Bali then addressed Vamana and said that as he had nothing else left under his possession, he told Vamana to place his third step on his head. By such an act, he had surrendered his life unto Lord Vishnu. Hearing Bali's words, Lord Vishnu became very pleased, seeing his service and surrenderance. He told that Bali will become the king of the heavenly planets during the period of Manu, known as Savarni. Until then, Bali will live in Sutala Lok, made by Vishwakarma and desired even by demigods. He can live there peacefully as Lord Vishnu himself protects the planet, and hence it is free from mental and bodily miseries, fatigue, dizziness, defeat and other disturbances. Thus, Bali went away to Sutala Lok. Indra and the other gods retained Amravati due to Lord Vishnu's Vamana avatar.